Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
What a beautiful day here at Radio Law Talk, hour number two. Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, myself, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We have a great time. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, KNET, 1450 AM, 95.7 FM, Palestine, Texas. We are going to have a lot of fun things to talk about. We're going to do a case or no case. If you want to call in 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, you can go to any social media, area, Instagram, Facebook, just type in Radio Law Talk and we pop up everywhere. And then we're even on TikTok, Radio Law TikTok or something like that. We don't post much there, FYI, but go ahead and check us out and see what we're doing. And we try to stay up on those things. If you want to email us, info@radiolawtalk.com. This hour, we're going to talk about the, trying to guess what the NAACP is suing about and why. We're going to talk about an immigration lawyer's cell phone taken by the airport. This is kind of interesting. Talking about an ex-FBI lawyer pleading guilty and what of. Subway is being sued for what? There's been multiple lawsuits against Subway, including we talked about the 2013 lawsuit about the footlong not being a footlong. But there's some interesting things here to discuss about what. And Denise, by the way, was just saying this sandwich that's they're suing about is one that she likes. We're going to talk about that. Church worship, another Supreme Court, what they're doing about church worship and COVID-19. And we got to talk about the Red Wolves lawsuit. There's basically an order by the courts about what to do with the latest with Red Wolves. And we've got more and more information over and above that because there's so much to talk about. But thank you for joining us so much. And we are growing, guys. We're getting our goal is 100 radio stations. And we're getting there. Keeps climbing. And we have more stations coming on board the next week or two. So we'll announce them. But thank you for your support. We really do thank our listeners because we have people who call and we get noticed. It's a shock. We're all over the United States and we sit here. We are here in sunny California is where we are produced. And it goes to Dallas, Texas is where KBDT will give them a shout out, which is Big Talk. What is it? Big Talk, Texas or
Big Dallas Talk
pushes us out throughout the satellite systems, and that all works wonderfully.
They send us to Minneapolis.
Oh, do they? Okay.
And then sends us to the Westwood One antenna farm on the East Coast, and up we go from the uplink there to the satellite 28,000 miles above the Earth and over to stations all around the world. So it's very cool.
That is actually pretty dang cool.
We really are part of the alien nation.
We are.
And they do it all using tin cans and string.
That's
yes,
right.
But very good string.
That's a pretty long string. So, but before we get into all these things, people are here for one thing, for me to go ahead and try to take over Denise and maybe win a case or no case.
Ooh, the lead.
Now it's time to play.
Lead. Here
case
we go.
Or no
we're tied.
Case.
Denise and I are tied. This could do it.
Well, this had to happen. Case or no case. Golden Richard Birch was a man with an attitude. He distrusted the government, but people say he had a heart of gold. One of those guys about whom it was said he never met an enemy, except when it came to liberal Californians. You see, Goldie, as he was called, had a small convenience store and truck stop on Interstate 80 near Lovell, Wyoming. And the Lovell Community Power Company had an incentive on a reduction in power costs of a penny per kilowatt hour if Birch or any other business would put in solar panels and a charging station for electric cars. He penciled it out and said, well, be about 6 years. My grandkids ought to be running the place by then. So, you know, so he put in the two accoutrements, put the two things in. But he hated people with electric vehicles so badly that he parked every day, parked two big pickup trucks, his and his wife's big Fords, right in front of the charging station because he got no money from the electricity. It all went to the utility. He resented that. Enter Jacques Tierney, a manager from the Lompoc, California area who was coming in to do a Who was coming in to do a safety evaluation for the nearby mine. He needed a charge for his Tesla Model S. Tierney hit the level trading post at a particularly busy time. He wanted a charge right now, but Birch would not accommodate. He said after some heated words, they made me put the charging station here, but they don't say I have to let you or anybody else use it. Get out of my store. And so
sounds like a Wyoming guy.
Yeah, Tierney angrily pulled away, went to the local power company offices, got a charge, and called a Wyoming attorney friend of his to say, he can't do that, can he? And to ask, case or no case? So let's see, whose turn is it? It's Denise's turn to go first. Hi, Denise.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Thank you.
Does a private company have the right to restrict their services to anyone? So basically, no shoes, no shirt, no service kind of an idea.
Or if you're from California and drive a Tesla, get out of my store. I hate you. Right?
Yeah. Well, yes, and then it's kind of like a restriction of free trade or whatever it is, commerce clause, maybe. No, because it's not government.
Todd's looking at her like, don't look at me. I'm not giving you any hints.
He's not going to give me anything. His face is like dead. He's like
he's in third
he's
place.
Playing zombie right now.
According to most people in my life, they would say this is not specific to this game or you. It's just the way that I usually am. So,
hence is not married.
I'm going to stick with no case.
No case.
Oh, no case.
That's an easy out.
I'm sorry. I can't really think of a good reason that he could be sued for denying access to the power station.
So he went down to the and hired a lawyer out of Wyoming to say.
Well, he communicated with him. I don't know that he hired him or not. That's really the core issue. Did he hire him or not? Case or no case?
There's absolutely. This could be a very true scenario. But this is something that Cal would make up. This is not a case. And I want to go opposite of Denise, because I want to try to get ahead. But I just think that this is not a case. This sounds like a typical scenario. I could see Cal going, how am I going to get these Wyoming people and California people? Oh, they're going to disagree on a lot of things. But you know what? It is interesting. I would think generally, if it was a case, he would have the right to park his trucks there. He doesn't have to make sure that they, everyone's able to use the electric.
Not like it's a bathroom.
No.
All right,
no.
Mr. Kunin, what say you, my friend?
Can you just remind me, what were the conditions that, why did he put the charging station there to begin with? What was
to gain a 1% per kilowatt hour reduction in his power rate for his 24 hours per day truck stop.
You know, I'm so tempted to say this is a case, but there's also the name of the truck stop owner is Golden Richard.
Goldie? They called him Goldie. Richard Birch. B-U-R-C-H. Yes.
All right. So here's the deal. I'm going to say this is a case. Because I'm behind and I got to do this. And I'm going to say this is a case for this reason. In order for Goldie to qualify for the 1 kilowatt reduction in rate for putting that thing in, there's got to be something in the clause that says you can't just put it here, but you have to make it available. You can't prevent people from using it. So he's in violation of that. So the question is, do you want to let the guy charge, or do you want to have to go ahead and pay back the liability because you're not upholding it? So I think that the Tesla owner has a case and ends up prevailing.
And he sues under third-party beneficiary.
Oh, so it's charged.
Dang.
It's either let him charge or face charges.
Still not a case. Still not a case.
I say it's a case.
Okay.
I say it's still not a case because, you know what, that could be a scenario. But we're going to come back after this and see who wins. Denise, Fred, or Todd, and Todd needs to catch up. Everyone's voting for you, Todd. You win.
Well, I'll pull it for you, Todd. Stay tuned. More case or no case. The actual answer is coming up shortly right here on this, wherever you're listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Are you struggling with a high cost of... Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A-plus BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. Healthwarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you serious?
Now back to the show. Here's Fred Penny, Denise Dirks, and Todd Kunin.
We're back to the case or no case of Golden Richard Birch. And I'm telling you, we don't look up on the internet, but we're allowed to after the fact. And Todd hit it best. He goes, yeah, I think Golden Richard is a famous Mormon football player that Cal probably knew at one time. I looked him up and he played for the Dallas Cowboys.
But the Goldie Birch I'm using as the pseudonym here is actually a guy from Oakley, Idaho, who pitched at one time in the New York Mets organization, his son Robert. This Goldie Birch was a pig farmer. But at any rate, this, ladies and gentlemen, is not a case.
Oh, you lose. That Nate Todd. What, let me tell you what happened, ladies and gentlemen.
But it is a scenario. It's a true scenario.
No, here's the deal. Before you get into that, what a lot of you don't know is you have to first figure out if it's a case, but then you have to figure out Cal's craftiness. And you know what happened is our producer's really smart, and he acts like a lawyer, and Todd said to himself, that name does not sound right.
Yep.
It had nothing to do with the case, but the name, and you were right dead on.
It was the name and the fact that when he was telling the story, he was intently looking at his screen like he's reading something off a news wire.
Yeah. Wasn't Golden Birch, I think he played for Notre Dame, I think.
No, he played for, I don't know who
Golden Birch.
But he was a Dallas
Golden
Cowboy.
Richards. Golden Richards was a Cowboy, and I think he played for, I believe Notre Dame went to the Cowboys.
But
and then
He played for Brigham Young, and then
BYU, okay.
He played for BYU, and then there was an issue there with painkillers or whatever,
painkillers,
and I think
yeah.
he ended up going over to the University of Hawaii.
Well, which explains why he ended up with Dallas.
Well, yeah, you fit right in there.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a joke.
Allegedly.
Those of you in Dallas, I'm just teasing.
Yeah. I will say that we talk about that, but the opioid addiction, painkiller addiction among professional athletes is tragic because they get that. They're given that by physicians so that they can continue to perform, and then they're left to pick up the pieces on their own when they now are addicted to the killer.
It was
marketed to physicians as non-addictive.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Cal, tell us the story. Tell us what, you know, this is a true scenario, though.
Yes. My cousin traveled to Idaho in her Prius to buy a house in Boise, where they hate Californians, as you know.
Oh, Boise is just, all of Idaho hates California.
I had to change it.
I hate Californians. No, it's
And when she pulled into a truck stop near Boise to electrically charge her little Prius, it was blocked off with big Fords and big Trump flags.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That is hilarious. I think that's pretty funny.
She said, can somebody move their truck? They looked at her and they went, nope. Can you not move in?
Can you not move in? That's probably it. California's not. No, I flew into to Idaho Falls probably about less than a year ago. And I pulled up and, you know, and it was and they're filling us. It was a private plane. And we're sitting there, and I just nicely talked to the guy because I lived in Idaho in the 80s. And I said to myself, yeah, I love it here. I used to live there. And he goes, where are you guys out of? He said, we're flying out of Utah, Salt Lake, and coming in, going to California. Yeah, Californians, we can't stand them here.
Yeah.
And he just kept filling. He wouldn't even talk. He's like, boy, I go, yeah, Boise. I said, he goes, Boise is just a left-wing liberal town now.
Just what they feared. They said, remember the bumper sticker, don't Californicate Boise?
Oregon.
Yeah.
Oregon used to say that under, I think it was McCarthy. Yeah. We had a governor, McGovern. And remember that, was it
he put up a sign that said, welcome to Oregon, spend your money, then go home. That was a sign literally on the California border. This
there thing. Was like a card series that was for pro-Oregon, and it would say, in Oregon, we don't tan, we rust. And it was like anti-Californian, literally.
Nice. Well, you know, last week we talked about the Zoom effect and remotely working from home and what that's going to and I made the comment, and I still stand by this. I think that one of the effects of that is you're going to see more, not just urban sprawl, but people moving to other states where the cost of living is lower, but they can still perform their job functions in the city. Like somebody who normally would work in the Bay Area could probably live in Sparks if they could telecommute and only go into the office one or two times, you know, a month.
Yep.
But they telecommute. That is only going to increase. Sparks, by the way, is in Nevada. It's near Reno. But that is going to increase. And what's going to happen is you're going to have more people moving from California into Texas, Arizona, Idaho.
Where you can afford to live.
Well, I know of an accountant that works in a huge hospital in the accounting department that is now in Idaho in a less expensive area to live and works full time for this this big California, you know, hospital and just sits at home in Idaho. And does, I'm telling you, I love the guy. We're good friends. I saw him the other day. He's like, dude, you must have put on 500 pounds. He's like, yeah.
Well, it's COVID.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sitting at home.
Next anyway, hour, yeah. A tease for next hour. Here's your
okay.
Tease for next hour. That's your tease for next hour.
That's cows.
We'll come era. Back from Dead Man's Curve.
I don't know.
By Beach Boys?
Jan and Dean.
Yeah, got it.
With help from Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, of course.
Who? I don't know.
What are we doing, Fred?
We're going to talk about NAACP files a lawsuit over a virus outbreak at a Georgia prison. This is U.S. News talks about it, World Report. But here's a couple of facts. In Georgia, now this is, by the way, a private prison. And in Georgia, what's happening is they're arguing in this prison, and then NAACP brings it on behalf of the prisoners, that they are not getting their COVID-19 tests when they ask for them. There's 100 inmates that have been tested positive, that it's reported 235 inmate infections, and 5 deaths are linked to the coronavirus. There's 2,600 inmates there. Now, what their big argument is they're not properly social distancing. And I just shake my head as I'm looking. I go, how do you social distance in a prison?
Yeah.
They're saying their prison house pods sleep 18 inches apart. People are 18 inches apart. A lot of leaks and mold at the height, you know, and causing respiratory disease.
And this
which
is run
COVID-19.
By a private company.
Private
correct?
Company on behalf of, that's what they do. These prisons or the state hires private companies to run it. So I just don't know, and we're not going to get into it when we come back, but you know what? How do you separate people with COVID in prison? I don't know, Cal. I don't know, Denise. I don't know, Todd. But, you know, that's going to be, you don't let them out. That's the problem. You don't want to let them out.
You go to court, a judge bangs a gavel, and all of a sudden, presto, you have more room in the prison. That's how it works.
Room in the prison, yeah. We're going to come back and talk about the immigration lawyer. His cell phone is taken at the airport, and we'll be back and discuss that.
As Fred said, we've got a rather intriguing case coming up next on Radio Law Talk, so stay tuned so you won't miss it right here on Radio Law Talk and on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Now you can make your home look great.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Johnson & Johnson is seeking out approval for their one-shot coronavirus vaccine candidate. Dr. Anthony Fauci said even though the efficacy rate of the J&J vaccine is not impressive at 72%, it did offer other benefits.
It's a single-dose vaccine, not a two-dose vaccine. It's relatively inexpensive. It doesn't require a very stringent cold chain as opposed, you know, minus 90-some-odd degrees for a freezer. It just requires a refrigerator.
The first conspiracy charges have been announced against members of the Proud Boys over their role in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Two of them were already booked on lesser charges for their role at the riots at the Capitol. 170 people have been arrested so far. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Boys are weird. Oh, that's dumb.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So I'm a personal injury lawyer, Denise Dummett Law, and Todd is a former prosecutor in two states and now has his own criminal law practice. This is kind of right up his alley. There's an immigration lawyer that flew to Costa Rica, and this is true of many lawyers. If, you know, on his laptop he takes with him, or on your phone, which is nowadays like a laptop for you. He has a lot of information that's private. He's got clients' names. He's got evidence because he's working on his phone, and even has, my understanding, some clients out in Costa Rica or in South America that he deals with quite often. Actually, fights the federal government on behalf of these people and immigration issues. And there's some very sensitive stuff on his phone, including actually apparently he has some of his own private medical records on there about himself. And he comes back into the country, and they apparently randomly pull him aside and do I put quotes in the randomly, pull him aside and decide to. Now, Todd, there is a law that they can look at your cell phone for menial things. Is that correct?
Well, there are regulations, especially you got two sets of regulations. One's an FAA, transportation regulation, rather, under the Patriot Act, anytime somebody gets a. Apparently, according to our government, I'm going to get on a soapbox here. According to our government, because you had the audacity to purchase a plane ticket and want to travel somewhere, you have a reduced expectation of privacy as it relates to the Fourth Amendment, which I think is absolutely crazy.
Which is unreasonable.
Crazy.
Caesar.
Right. That's right. And so, but there are
regulations there. But this one also had heightened scrutiny from another agency and act, which is the Border Patrol and Customs and Border Patrol, because he was coming from Costa Rica. He was coming back into the United States. And so he comes in, he gets selected, randomly selected, I'm using the air, these conditions, and the officer who's selecting him sees his cell phone and says, okay,
open it.
Open it. Unlock it. And he says, no, I'm not going to. And and the officer is claiming.
And there's a difference between if you have a touch opener on your phone versus if you have to put in a code.
That's true.
And that difference we talked about in the past. So go check that out in our past podcast.
Some of them are you know, checking your iris, your eye, you know, to take a look at facial recognition to open it up. But the officer said, well, we're justified because the Customs Border Patrol code authorizes us to do that.
Right.
And the guy says, no, you don't. And that raises an interesting question.
Because the Fourth Amendment says you don't.
That's right. it's like the thing that people need to remember and that the lawyer is correctly arguing here is, look, just because during the regulatory process your agency decided that you should have this authority to be able to look in my phone doesn't mean that it now passes muster under the Constitution. Right? And so this is where, again, he is now aggrieved. I can see a case like this going up, and then the issue before an appellate court and ultimately the Supreme Court, if it gets that far, is the regulation instituted by this agency in violation of the Fourth Amendment, or are they allowed to do that? And I think that
even put a different way, is it an unreasonable search and seizure?
That's right. Unreasonable search and seizure, which is seizure, which is the Fourth Amendment. And essentially, the Fourth Amendment says that you won't be searched, you won't be detained, unless there is a warrant issued by a magistrate.
But he's got another layer. He's an attorney.
He's got two other layers.
Yes, he's got attorney-client privilege in there that cannot be touched. And great. How would you feel as a client knowing that all your private information, which, you know, may show you're guilty with the information that he has, that they're going to be able to open it up and go, oh, look, there's the evidence that we're looking for.
And look, the reason I wanted to start with the Fourth Amendment is I don't want people to think that somebody coming in, oh, well, this is a lawyer issue, and if I'm not a lawyer, then I've got to go ahead and let them do whatever. No, this is an issue that applies to anybody. And then there's the added layer of protection of attorney-client privilege
and
information.
Another added layer of HIPAA laws.
Whether
or not your medical records are completely private and cannot be discovered.
They have reasonable suspicion of a crime?
Now, that puts us in a different realm, okay?
Right.
So the courts have held that the Fourth Amendment generally protects people from unreasonable searches and seizures. However, if that's true, the question is, how does an officer, theoretically, for example, how does an officer have a justification to pull somebody over if they're weaving on the road at 2 o'clock in the morning, for example? It's because the officer has reasonable suspicion based upon a pattern of behavior or what they are observing that a crime has either occurred, is in the middle of occurring, or is about to occur. Now, if this guy, they had been tracking and he'd been coming back and forth and they had reasonable suspicion that he himself had engaged in a crime. And I'm telling you, the reasonable suspicion had better be far beyond the evidence, the evidence of simply that he went to Costa Rica and now he's coming back. Because that means everybody on that plane, they had reasonable suspicion to search. But if they knew, if they suspected him and they could articulate it, this is what he did, it was a pattern, we know he went here, we went here, these people here, we can search the phone, then it would probably pass muster and they'd be able to search him without a warrant. But not simply because he was in a line trying to get back into the country and he was randomly selected. The random nature of the selection has nothing to do with
that. Well, I want to back up. Sorry, I'm going to get you. But I want you to step back one fact. Did you know that he was also approved for the membership of the Global Entry Trusted Traveler Program?
That's right.
Which is hard to get. You know, you got to go through all this scrutiny.
I have that.
Yeah, you have to be.
And you have to be, like, no criminal,
clean.
No misdemeanors, no nothing on your record. You have to be able to be on that the pre-check
list.
Yes, everything. And so he was part of that. So why would they pull him out? That's very strange, because normally you would not even have to go through customs when you come back. The Global Entry has you come be able to go through customs very quickly and expedite it in a process.
Unless so here's some
they
questions.
They figured he was up to some nefarious activity.
If they could articulate it and not just say, well, you know, it's just odd right. that he's coming from it. If they could say, look, we've been investigating this and he has this, that's a different ballgame. But then...
But how
then,
deep can they go into his personal stuff?
Into his phone, exactly.
And so
they took it from him, and they went into it without his even allowing access.
So I see two issues here. One, seizing the phone is a Fourth Amendment issue. And just merely seizing the phone by itself may or may not be enough to trigger the attorney-client privilege. It's accessing the phone, which
exactly
is something
right.
different. Now, when they ask him and tell him, enter your code, now that's a Fifth Amendment issue. You're
right.
asking somebody to make a statement what your password is. You're asking them to do something. And I'm sorry, don't I have the right to remain silent?
Yes.
Because I am going, and you can't use the fact that I am exercising that right as your probable cause statement when you go before a judge to get a warrant.
Right.
And if it is an attorney-client issue, mm-hmm. when they go to get the warrant, that's something that this guy's going to have to argue as an attorney, which is there had better be a special master or someone else looking at this that doesn't allow law enforcement just to go fishing around.
Right. Well, he sues and he says this. These are some things that he claims that they asked him. They wanted. He said, oh, you're selected for secondary inspection. Not that they pulled him, then they want to do a secondary inspection. They wanted his parents' name, his personal life, his immigration history. They wanted the representation of certain clients who he represented. They want identity of certain issues about those clients. And it's just, he just said this is, he was shocked. It's like,
yeah.
So by the way, he has sued them. This is a lawsuit that he's brought against
against ICE.
ICE, the
it's
federal
Customs,
government.
Customs. Border Patrol.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, the fact that he had all that stuff, this directive says, don't forget, the directive by ICE or the Border Patrol says, electronic devices will be returned and any data collected will be deleted if the government finds no probable cause. Well,
that's
come on.
That's putting the cart after the horse or whatever.
I agree.
Because they're saying it will be done if we don't find probable
right.
cause.
Closer
but they're
to
searching
home,
for probable cause.
Yeah, closer to home, Todd. Denise, Fred, license plate readers, same principle. You pull into a Walmart and there's a license plate reader, reads your license plates, runs a check, gives it to the police officer there, and they keep it on file in the police department.
But there's no reasonable expectation because that's out in the open. Your phone isn't, and it's got passwords, and you got private information.
That's right.
In there.
That's the argument. It's a public.
The idea is if the information was procured from a law enforcement officer being in a place that any other citizen of the public could legitimately be.
Sure.
Standing and looking at your. Like if I can go outside and look at your license plate number, then an officer can do it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. So
what about running it?
So what?
That's where I have an issue, and
me
I know
too.
We're coming up on the break.
I
but
do.
The issue
yeah.
I have is this: if any law enforcement officer, I did a case once where a law enforcement officer ran a person's DMV and criminal history because the person was dating her ex-boyfriend. And she just wanted to find out where the person lived and what was going on.
Well, that's a different
well,
story.
Well, that person
yeah.
faced a misdemeanor for running the information without having a legitimate case to run it
right.
for. And if you're just running stuff based upon a reader, I think there may be liability, but I don't know of any case where that's been reached.
I don't know, Mr. Malik. Go after him. I don't like that. I don't like what happened here. So we're going to talk more about FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith when we come back.
Some exciting stuff happening on Radio Law Talk. You won't want to miss even a minute of it, and we'll continue momentarily right here. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner
recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Boys are weird. Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk.
We love to be non-political here, which we are, where we argue both sides. We love to argue both sides. And this is not to be political, but it's a fact, and we're just going to throw it out. The FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith, who was basically part of the probe, the Russian probe during the Trump administration time, has pled guilty to making false statements during the time period when he was apparently part of the crew trying to find evidence on Donald Trump. And so he got 12 months probation and what was his
12 line? Months probation,
400 hours of
400 hours
service.
Community service.
Yeah, so there you go. There's some facts. I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, you know, okay. So this one gives me heartburn, not for any political reason. It gives me heartburn for this. Let's go back to the case that we just did, okay, about the guy that, you know, had his phone seized. Now, if they go and they get a warrant to get his phone, then maybe they've got a justification. But what is the warrant process? Okay? We hear a lot about FISA courts being secret. All warrant processes are secret. They don't broadcast to the public that an officer is going to go get a warrant. The officer writes up an affidavit, usually reviewed by an attorney. It's submitted to a judge, and the judge reviews it to see if there's probable cause for you to go and seize items of evidence or arrest, despite Fourth Amendment protections. And the Fourth Amendment says you got to get the warrant. But in that process, because there's no defense attorney there arguing the other side,
right. It
is of paramount importance to the entire system so that you can have faith in the integrity of the system that the statements and evidence being presented to the judge are in fact true and correct. Now, what Mr. Kleinsmith did is with regard to
emails.
If you know the name Carter Page, that was who they were trying to get a warrant against. And Carter Page had always claimed, hey, you know what? I'm an asset for another governmental agency. Turned out it was the CIA. And there were emails that confirmed that he was working with another agency. And Kleinsmith went in and changed the emails, and then the copies of those were presented to the judge, changed it to say that Page was not working with another agency.
Right.
So look, regardless, you have an attorney that is responsible for presenting false information to the judge. And look, that completely undermines the integrity of the warrant process because there's nobody there
to defend that.
To defend on the other side. And to me, when I look at this, 12 months probation and 400 hours of community service seems awfully light when the harm committed infringed on other people's Fourth Amendment rights, caused other people to spend a ton of money. You know, look, last year we did...
And go to jail, maybe.
Yeah, last year we didn't
Carter Page actually plead guilty for lying to the FBI as a result of
this?
No,
that was Papadopoulos.
Oh, okay.
But look... Last year, we covered the Laughlin case. She spent two months in prison. Her husband's doing five because they greased the kids.
And 25, what? How much did they pay? $250,000?
She did $250,000. Yeah. I think he had to pay $500,000.
But this was the fine and the punishment for them for what? They greased the skids so their kids could get into USC.
Right.
Right? I look at the harm here about what this guy did and the impact that it had on other people's lives and the integrity of the system. The big thing to me is the integrity of the system. And, you know, look, 12 months probation and 400 hours of community service seems awfully light and does not act as a sufficient deterrent to keep other people from doing it.
I don't understand what his motivation was. That's the
and
weird
the
thing.
And the further legal action that the Carter Page investigation led to, his motivation was exactly what happened.
Impeachment.
I mean, this was part of the impeachment process. And that's why this to me was a stunningly, mm-hmm. I mean, it was. I mean, this was part of all of this, you know, this tornado of, well, you know, unlook, and then there's Carter Page. Unlook, and then there's this guy. Oh, and then that guy.
Well,
the
key is, and I agree with Cal on that, but I jump on the side of Todd, is the integrity, whether it did or didn't. Here's a lawyer, an FBI
right.
lawyer, that is manipulating emails.
Right.
That's the biggest
that
issue.
That is what's
right.
wrong.
Major
and
issue.
I just see no reason for it. That's the part. It doesn't.
Right.
Even you always look at motive when you're looking at criminal actions, and I just, for me, I mean, he's ruining his career.
Well, I think that's why you have to look
career.
At political
he's,
as motive.
He lacks integrity.
Yeah. Well, I look at it this way, and it's not. Anytime you have a younger attorney, I mean, he wasn't a lead, but anytime you have a younger attorney that's part of an overall investigation, I don't care if it's a younger attorney part of an investigation team that's prosecuting a murder on a local level, or if it's something bigger like this, there is this desire to produce effective results
right.
for the outcome, regardless of what it is. I'm not even looking at political motivations. I'm just saying that people lower in the chain want to impress people higher in the chain, and if you can get the results that everybody wants to get, then you think kudos for me. And some people, I hate to say it, but just lack the wisdom to know that, hey, if you do that, not only is your you know, time in the sun short-lived, but people can find it out. and you're going to completely
harm people.
Yeah.
And it's not just people, this guy or gal, it's five, you know, tiers down that you're going to harm. And that's what happened. So that's why we brought it. We don't want to get into the politics of this thing, but it is interesting that they're now finding, you know, like you said, Denise, there are people all over the place that are getting in trouble with this, both sides, and both people that are the prosecution also. They're trying to prosecute this Russian probe thing. But, you know, anyway, we're going to move on from that and talk about very, very important stuff. And I actually kind of want to wait to talk about this. I wish we could just stall for a minute because I don't want to talk about this till hour three.
But let's just, just one more thing about the Fourth Amendment.
Sure.
Because a lot of people, and I have a lot of clients ask me, yeah, they didn't read me my rights, or they violated my rights when they did this. What can I sue the cop? What can I do? Right? And for the most part, and this is something that I see as kind of problematic, if the officers violate your constitutional rights, and they were able to secure evidence against you as a result of that, a statement that you made after you invoked your right to remain silent, have an attorney, they searched you without a warrant, the remedy is usually limited to, all right, the prosecution can't use that evidence in their prosecution. So the evidence gets suppressed. But personal liability on the part of the law enforcement officer that actually violated your rights, there's no personal violation. When I was prosecutor, I had a couple of cases where the court said, yeah, you didn't have reasonable suspicion to pull that guy over. And so we're going to toss the evidence of the drunk driving.
What if they lie in court?
Okay. Well, that's different. That's perjury. That's perjury.
Right. So a police officer or someone could misrepresent facts in court and do so with liability?
Well, that goes to not a Fourth Amendment issue. That goes to the fact that they said something false while under oath. They committed a crime.
There you go.
And so you have that. But for the most part, the cop pulls you over. They don't have reasonable suspicion. The net result is the evidence gets tossed, but the cop doesn't suffer any personal liability. Usually doesn't get dinged anything at his job. It's just, okay, we don't get to use that one. Move on to the next thing. And that may be part of the problem. There's no disincentive other than the loss of the evidence to any law enforcement officer that would violate the Constitution to procure evidence. You change that to where, look, you do this, you get demerits on your record, you might get tossed. Then if an officer is going to suffer individually, then that can be a problem. This guy, the lawyer here, the lawyer essentially suborned perjury before a judicial official presented a document that he knew was false. And so it's not the infringement on Carter Page that got him in trouble. It's the fact that he lied to a court. And so if you really want to keep cops from doing that, there needs to be more bite for just a pure violation of, or a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment. So,
yeah, we're going to, go ahead, Denise, you have something you want to say?
No. I totally agree with you. I just, for me, I couldn't get my head around why would you knowingly alter an email and then use it to try to obtain a warrant?
And I don't think he got any, and not only that, did he get paid for it? Was there a big business? No.
Yeah.
But maybe Todd's right.
What was in it for him? Great question.
Maybe Todd's right, is moving up in life. Moving on up in life, and that's what you got to do to move up in life.
And he's going to lose his ticket to practice now.
And at the time, he may have thought, look, anybody that will claim that I didn't, that this email said something else, it's my word against them, and right now people aren't going to believe Paige or anybody else. And
because I'm an FBI lawyer, so of course you're going to believe me.
He gambled. His gamble did not pay off, if that's what he was looking at.
When we come back next hour, Subway tuna and Dove Real Mix Berry Chocolate. That is important stuff to talk about.
And Dead Man's Curve.
We can talk about that. That's the third hour, case or no case. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. There's one more hour of Radio Law Talk coming up, and you won't want to miss it. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.